Aloha and welcome to another Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a fun podcast today to talk about. On this Wednesday, August 11th, 2010, this is our 404th podcast. We're going to do some Facebook shout-outs. We're also going to talk about our Tradewinds catamaran cruise and snorkel adventure I took the other day. Also, we're going to talk about what to pack. Actually, it should be called what not to pack for Hawaii. And also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's just an excellent segment for you. We're going to go over some pricing so you can hear what it's costing for a Hawaii vacation. This podcast is brought to you by us. We are the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us just by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. And look, folks, if you're planning a Hawaii vacation, trust me on this one, it's good to get some help doing it. It's a complicated destination. We have many different islands. And, you know, this may be a vacation of a lifetime. You don't want to mess this up. Call us. We'll help you out with this. We have over 14 agents standing by to help you plan your Hawaii vacation. If you're on Twitter, I'd love to see you out there. Just follow me on Twitter, at Aloha Bruce. That's A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. You can also find us on Facebook. And, I'm just amazed. I talk to customers every day. And one of the things I've been doing lately is asking customers if they're on Facebook. And almost uniformly, I would say that 8 out of 10 people have a Facebook page or on Facebook. And they just don't know we're there. And they follow us. Or it's good if you're planning a trip to Hawaii to keep in touch with what's going on here. And hopefully this podcast helps you out as well. Also, don't forget our blog. Every day we update that for you. It's a great post there today about, we get this question a lot about whether or not you need a passport for Hawaii or special ID. It's kind of a take on that. So get over to our blog and read Cindy's post. It's very, very, very cool. Aloha to Mitch. Mitch is out there. Mitch is going to be coming out here to Hawaii in just a few days. Hawaii Mitch. So congratulations to you, my friend. I know this has been not an easy thing for you to pull off, but just a shout out to you. In fact, let's do that right now. Let's do our shout outs. What do you say? Got a couple shout outs here from our Facebook friends. First, Gina Monaco, who's been working on her vacation with Isabel. She just wants to thank Isabel for her great service. It was a pleasure, and she can't wait to celebrate her anniversary in Hawaii Day in style, she says. So certainly you will do it in style, and congratulations to Gina. Big shout out to you. Another shout out to Kalei, and this one is to Kalei. Call me. She's one of our agents. Call me. Let's make this Hawaii birthday celebration happen. And you know what? There's another Facebook shout out that's not on here. I'll have to do it for next time because I won't remember, but it's a big long shout out and we'll do that next time for it's Mrs. Towers. I know her name was Towers, but I don't have it on my list here. I fried several brain cells in the 70s, so I don't remember. But we'll get you on the next podcast. So we do appreciate your business. Get over to that Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you over there. So right now I'd like to talk about my adventure on Monday. It was quite an adventure. I guess I'm one of the three musketeers. We had an awesome time on the Outrigger Tradewinds catamaran. I was invited to check it out by Nathan Cam and Jeremiah Owang. You might recognize those names. They're some good friends of mine in the social networking community. And I also want to do a special shout out and thank you to Nancy Daniels. She's the PR director over at Outrigger, and she made all this happen. And we went out on this boat. It's really cool. It's a former championship racing catamaran. The thing is 45 feet long and 25 feet wide. You could put 49 passengers on this thing. And it has one of these custom fitted Spectra nets. These are these nets that are out on the front between the pontoons on the boat. And you can sit on those, and they're great. And it's got mid-level deck seating, so if you don't want to sit on that, because, it can be a little rough on the nets, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the nets a little later. It has two restrooms. It even has a bar. And everybody on the ship is certified, lifeguard certified, and they've got a great crew there. And strangely enough, this is the first time I have ever been out on the Outrigger catamaran cruise. We include this in all of our all-inclusive packages. So if you're going to be doing one of our Oahu all-inclusive packages, you get a cruise on the Tradewinds. But we do the sunset sail that they have, which is kind of like a booze cruise, but it's a sunset sail, and it's romantic, and it's just a great way to spend the sunset out there in Waikiki. And it's also great. But this particular thing that we went out on was their snorkel cruise. And we got there at about 9 o'clock. And it's right at the Outrigger Reef, right behind the Outrigger Reef, right on the beach. You check in there. And like I said, we got there about 9 a.m. And you don't want to take shoes with you is the first thing I noticed. You know, just bring flip-flops because they're going to take those shoes from you. And I wore one of those wetsuit tops, which you really don't need it in the Hawaiian waters. But I always like to wear the wetsuit top because it kind of just gives me some protection from the sun, number one, if it's really bad. And also kind of protects me, keeps me a little warmer in the water. So I recommend bringing one of those, but it's not necessary. And what else did I want to tell you about that? What you do is you get out to the catamaran, you go out about a half a mile, and you go to this place called Turtle Canyon. Now, this is an excellent snorkeling spot, and it's kind of funny. In all the years I've been here, I never knew about Turtle Canyon. And the catamaran takes you all the way out there. It takes about, not that long, maybe 15 minutes to get out there. And we saw a lot of fish, and it kind of resembles a turtle car wash, if you will. Because these fish actually clean the turtles, and they come into this Turtle Canyon just basically to get a bath. I was thinking about that. You know, I'm in somebody's shower here. But it really is just amazing. These fish just, get right up on that turtle and start cleaning it. And it's pretty amazing. And this is one of the closest encounters I've ever had with turtles because I brought my snorkel, all my own snorkel gear, and I recommend you bring your own snorkel gear if you have it. But at the same time, I'm going to talk a little bit about packing in a little while. I'm going to tell you not to pack your snorkeling gear, but you can buy snorkeling gear when you get here if you want, if you're really serious about it. They're going to provide snorkeling gear for you, but they don't give you fins. They only give you a mask and a snorkel. And I really like to have fins. I think it's just a better experience if you got fins. Gives you a little more control. But if you can, bring your own gear if you can. And I also, because you're getting down there in with the turtles and everything, I recommend you bring one of those, those waterproof cameras you can get now, like at an ABC store. They're really cheap because you can really get some beautiful shots of the turtles and all of the fish down there. And it's a great, photo opportunity, if you will. So you definitely want to do that. There's lots of great picture opportunities for the fish on the reef and all that. It's a nice reef. And we snorkeled for about 45 minutes out there. And then after the snorkel adventure, then you go on like a mini sail, down on the Waikiki coast, right off the Waikiki coast. And we sailed all the way almost to Diamond Head, and not quite all the way out as far as Diamond Head protrudes all the way out, but it was a nice cruise out there. And that's when the fun really begins, because with those swells, the swells can get pretty big out there, even off of Waikiki. With the swells, and if you're sitting on one of those netted things I was telling you, which is out in the front of the boat, which kind of gives you a more, feel, experience that you're in the water, man, this is like an e-ticket, Disney World e-ticket on the Pacific. Really, it's very, very cool. And, those catamarans, they go pretty fast. They can go up to 18 knots. I'm not sure how fast we were going, but it felt like we were really flying along there. And, it was sail. They put up those big sails. I've got some pictures up on the website, actually, that I'll be posting with this blog, with this podcast. And we've been doing that a lot more lately, by the way. We've been putting complete narratives and giving you all the information that you need and kind of being a little more diligent. So when you really do go to the podcast page, you'll find more information and some pictures of it. But I don't recommend, if you're going to do that, get out on the front on those electronets that they call. Spectranets, rather. Make sure that you got a strong stomach, you haven't eaten, because a couple of people did get a little bit sick, started hurling out of the back of the boat. Yelling. Yelling just said that that would be her. Sometimes she hurls. It just depends. So it's just a lot of fun. So if you have a little bit of a weak stomach, you don't want to go out there. But do plan to get wet if you are going to do that. But, you know, you're just sitting out there on the nets and it's just, oh, man, you go over the swells. We were just having a great time. Jeremiah was having a great time. If you know Jeremiah Owang, he was just having the time of his life. And it was just a great experience. Want to thank them again. It's a great way to spend a few hours in the morning if you're on Oahu, especially if you're in Waikiki, which most people are. They're staying on Oahu, let's face it. The cost is $47 per person. If you need more information, just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. And any agent can help you, and you'll enjoy yourself. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about what to pack for Hawaii, because we're constantly getting it. And the scenarios have changed about what to pack, you know, just a few years ago and what to pack now, just based on the baggage rules that have changed. And they change like the weather and the cost of traveling and bringing your bags keeps going up and up and up. And so who can keep track of it all? I mean, there was a time just a few years ago that I would tell people, bring plenty of luggage and leave space in your luggage so you can bring lots of stuff back. I don't tell people to do that anymore. I tell people to buy stuff here, but I tell them to use shippers here to ship it back rather than putting it in your luggage because of all the extra luggage fees. But really, the key to packing for a vacation in Hawaii boils down to two things. And first, you want to think about what you already have, and second, what is available here on the islands. I've been reading a couple of posts over the past couple of days, and I disagree, you know, about what to pack in Hawaii, and I disagree with almost a couple of the blog posts that I've already seen about what to pack for Hawaii. But here's a list of what to bring that's kind of simple, kind of simplify it for you. A comfortable pair of walking shoes. That's all. One pair. The weather is absolutely perfect for walking. The scenery is fantastic, and nothing spoils a vacation faster than blisters or burns on your feet. And it can happen. Wear them on the plane and then throw a pair of flip-flops or sandals in your bag. And if you don't have it, get them here. They're all over the place. AB stores, C stores, everything has it. Number two, obviously a swimsuit. And if you have a second one, bring two swimsuits along. You don't have to worry because your swimsuit will dry pretty fast here in the afternoon sun. And when you're touring other places, even if it's wet. Like when I went out the other day, even though we went snorkeling, by the time we got back, I was completely dry. You know, I had to take a shower, of course, but it wasn't like I was completely wet and needed to change my clothes immediately. You don't have that problem. Don't forget this, your camera and your charger, your phone and your charger, and if you feel like you really have to bring your computer, then go ahead and bring it. But some hotels are going to charge a little bit for internet access. We will always let you know if you have to pay more for internet access, but just keep that in mind. Have you ever thought about maybe just being unplugged for a few days? Now, I can't do it, but I know there are a lot of people that can simply unplug for a few days. Not me. A couple of other tips. Prescription medication, make sure you bring that. Just make a checklist. And so I've had so many people tell me they forgot their medication when they get here. A hat. But don't just get a hat. Get a hat that also covers your face and your neck. And you can purchase those here as well if you don't have one. And I would not pack things that you can easily get at a drugstore. Especially things that you can purchase in small quantities here in Hawaii. And that's things like sunscreen, you can get that, aloe, first aid kits, all those things you obviously can get here. And you'd really have to be in a remote area in the middle of nowhere in Hawaii somewhere where I don't even know, where you wouldn't be able to find these kinds of things readily available here. And it just, because it just really doesn't make any sense to buy things you don't already own that you can get here. So hopefully that helps you out. And remember, with the baggage fees and how much it costs for the baggage fees, remember, we're always going to send you a chart with your documents that show you what the current fees are. But even with that, sometimes we miss it. So always check with your agent to make sure that you have all of the information on the fees for baggage. So hopefully that helps you out with the packing dilemma. It becomes quite a dilemma. I did a post, and it's up on our blog, where I show this suitcase with stuff that's packed in it so perfectly. Don't you hate people like that, that can pack so perfectly, like they roll up their clothes and they put it neatly in there and everything fits perfectly? Man, I don't know. Anyway, let's get right to it here. Let's talk about some packages, shall we, that have been booked in the last 24 hours. This is for two people. This is for two islands, actually three islands, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. They're going to be leaving December 29th to January 11th. So this gives you a taste of what, you know, an over Christmas and over the New Year holiday package would cost. Three islands, December 29th to January 11th, coming all the way from Tulsa. And on Maui, they're going to stay at the Sheraton on Maui. We have a partial ocean view. There's going to be no specials, if you notice, except we did able to get the Sheraton has a special at the partial ocean view and an advance rate over at the Kauai Resort. They also get a 2-for-1 surfing lesson, which is kind of fun. And then over on the Big Island at the Hilton Waikoloa Village. Cars all the way through, compact cars in our special promotional rate. Total package price on that, $72.23. So what a great deal. What a great deal. And I want to congratulate the people that booked this, our new friends here, Dorina and Sly Drago. Welcome to our Ohana. The agent that put this one together is Ashley. She's over at Extension 37. 39. I mean 39. Why do I always forget Ashley's extension? I have no idea. Got one more package here to share with you. This is for two people. Coming in all the way from Chicago, going to stay on two islands, Kauai and Maui. They're going to be leaving Saturday, September 25th. They'll be here till October 2nd. On Maui, they're going to be staying, on Kauai, they're going to be staying at the Marriott. They get that pool view room with the breakfast for two daily, mid-sized car. Over on Maui, they're going to be staying at the Westin. Excuse me. We have this upgrade there in the third night, free daily breakfast for two. Total package price, $4,077. Can you believe that? $4,077. That's a great deal. Congratulations to these folks, Lornell and William Palia. Congratulations also to Clay over at Extension 31. You know, we really do appreciate your business. We know there are a lot of choices, and we value that you chose Hawaii-Aloha.com. That's going to wrap it up for us. We're going to see you again on Friday. Until then, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.